Good Saturday morning to you, everybody, and welcome to Your Next Chapter, a production of Avery Heights Senior Living Community. Avery Heights is a 43-acre senior living community with a full continuum of care, including independent and assisted living, memory care, and a whole lot more. Now, this show will provide helpful tips and resources for older adults that will empower and encourage you in your life's journey, from topics related to physical and emotional health to financial health, senior living communities, and a whole lot more. Javon.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was amazing.
Was it really?
Yes.
Good. Turkey, of course.
Yes, and I cooked, yeah.
Is this something normal that you do in the
Sefarelli household? We've been catering it for a while.
Oh, pardon me.
We used to cook. My son is an amazing cook, but now he's got kids, you know, grandkids. So now he doesn't come over to cook.
They all come over because they want you to cook.
Now I got to cook. So I'm like, but it's okay, because I used to be the cook. And then he took over for quite a few years. So we did the whole nine yards, the stuffing, sweet potatoes, the turkey.
So is it just, no, your kids and grandkids, do you bring like cousins and over?
Yeah, my nephew, my sister, my husband's sister. It was like 17 people.
Wow.
It was crazy. And we have a little house. It's only 1,100 square feet. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
Where do they all go?
Well, we do like a buffet. And then some people are in the living room, some people in the kitchen, some people are right near the food.
Watching the game.
Yeah. So it's all sorts of stuff. Yeah, it's fun. We always play I think last year we played like Family Feud. This year we didn't. We just had like music on and stuff like that, but it's fun.
Yeah, we do stuff like that as well. I was at my mom's. She loves hosting Thanksgiving. I did one year. Oh my goodness. This has got to be over 10 years ago. And
how did it go?
I didn't know this is before I got married and everything. I didn't know what I was doing. I had a girlfriend at the time. She helped. We kind of helped each other out and did it. It was okay. Not bad. But I noticed that quickly my mother, I'll take Thanksgiving back over again. I'm like, I think that was her nice way of saying. Nice try, but no cigar.
Did you have an apartment or a house?
No,
or?
Nice. What can I say?
Yeah. It's fun. I love to cook. I do.
Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday, by the way.
Yes. Actually,
love it.
Fall holidays, Halloween as well. Those are both my favorite.
You're a Halloween person?
I love Halloween.
I mean, when I was a kid, I liked it, of course.
But well, I got my daughter. She's 13, so.
That's right.
Of course, this Halloween, it's like, she went out with her friends. They all met at my house, and luckily I've got the Life 360, and I'm watching this thing, Life 360 is the app where you can, as long as she has her cell phone on, I can see where she is.
Really?
Yeah.
I never heard of this.
Actually, I was on a tour yesterday, and the gentleman, all of a sudden I heard the bloop, and I'm like, you have Life 360? He goes, yeah. And then we started talking about his kids and stuff. Yeah. It's a great way, I can tell when she gets home.
Does she know that it's on there? Do they have to be aware?
She suggested it, actually. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I could have put one on my little guy's phone. Yeah. But he'd have to be aware of it, right?
Well, yeah. That's good. There are other apps that they're.
He's so smart. He'd know how to disengage it.
Yeah.
So.
No, she suggested it. She was like, because it helps me to know. Because I was always sometimes she gets home from school, she falls asleep. She's supposed to call me.
Yeah.
But now I could just look at my app and I know she's home.
It's like a GPS thing.
It is a GPS thing. Yeah. But it was good for Halloween. Who knew how it would come in handy? Because it's scary. It's dark out there.
Dark.
We have a good neighborhood, but still it's kind of like. What's a good neighborhood, though? Nowadays. You don't know who's in those houses.
I bought all this candy for Halloween. Okay. Bags. I bought two bags, but they're gigantic bags.
Yeah.
15 people showed up. That's it.
Yeah.
And they were in groups. So I don't know. I probably had five groups of three or some configuration like that. And the odd thing is only one group, I recognize the kids. I'm looking at these other kids. I'm like, where are you from? Who are you? And it's like, oh, no, we live down there and around the corner. I'm like, all right, okay. I don't think I've ever seen these kids before in my life. I don't know where they're from.
Yeah, our neighborhood is, I guess, what you call, aged out. When my son's older, he's 29. And so, all the houses had kids. And I would recognize all the kids because all the neighborhoods all around. But now, they're all empty nesters. And so I don't recognize any of the kids, except for my own kids.
The last group of kids that showed up, this guy looks like he could have been in college.
Yeah, probably.
I'm looking at this guy. I'm like, really? Really, dude? And he goes, what? I go, how old are you? And he goes, 14. I go,
yeah.
You're 14. Well, I'll be 15 in December.
Yeah, everyone.
You
thinks
look like you can be in college, buddy.
Everyone thinks my daughter's in high school. I'm glad she's going to high school next year, so I can finally say yes. Yeah, I remember we were on the beach a couple of years ago. She had a UConn sweatshirt on, and some guy came up and he was talking to her, and he was like, "Oh yeah, so what do you think of UConn? It's pretty cool." And I'm looking at him like, "Walk away, walk quickly."
I'm like, when I was a kid, I remember it was always cold. And the costumes were different back then. So I'd have to have my winter jacket on over my, and I'm like, "Mom, I don't want to do that. Gary, it's cold outside." But I'm like, "No one's going to see what I am."
Yeah.
But well, now
it's warm.
It's warmer than now. Yeah.
And even when it's not, the kids can wear it underneath.
Yeah.
And then you got over the thermals jacket. Now, the 32 degrees thermals you could put underneath. And
I was like the Michelin man. I puffed up with
remember
up
those big jackets?
Remember them? Oh, are you kidding? How could I forget? I'm traumatized by them.
I don't even wear jackets now. I think that's why. You know,
well, they don't. I don't even think they make those anymore.
They do actually. Yesterday it was very cold, and one of our residents had a huge one. I think it was a North Face, and I mean it was cold yesterday. But he was like, "I mean, this is a huge. It was a huge coat. Yeah, but they're nicer now. They're not as you know. Yeah,
they're more stylish.
Yeah, very stylish. Yeah."
What's going on over at Avery Heights?
So we have a lot of education that we do. We talk about, you know, we had the series on Hollywood. So Hollywood, the beginning, how it began, and how we had a 4-week series on that. Tomorrow we're doing something on mindfulness and gratitude. Hmm. We got the national parks we did a series on. Next year we're doing a celebrity. Actually, I should probably have you come judge that. We're doing a celebrity, cooking demonstration, and whoever wins, actually that meal will end up on the actual. Actually, I should have you cook, I think.
Oh,
let me,
I know.
Let me talk to your mother.
I'll taste. You need a taster. I'll do that.
Yeah. So lots of fun stuff that we have in terms of education. And so just, you know, want to let people know that there's, you know, it's important to work the mind,
yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
What do you think? Today's topic is interesting.
Yes.
Chocolate.
Yes. It's part of our promise in the introduction. This is on the physical and emotional health. So chocolate.
It's so interesting. I this is many years ago. I'm divulging now, personal story, but it's kind of funny. I had a girlfriend who chocoholic.
Yeah.
White chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, any kind of chocolate, and it really affected her mood.
Yeah.
If she wasn't having a good day, she'd have some chocolate, and it would put her in a good mood.
Yes. Yeah.
Is chocolate even good for you?
It is. It's believed to be high.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Does it really also have a psychological effect?
Yes, it does. Yep. Yeah.
She was on
the
something.
The serotonin in there. It raises that. That's why people do it for Valentine's Day. Because you give them chocolate. They're eating the chocolate. They get happy. And they remember, oh.
Is that why?
Gary gave me these chocolates. I will call him back.
Make note of that.
I won't ghost him.
All right.
I will let him come back in the house.
Flowers, chocolate, jewelry always does something around Valentine's.
It does, but I think the chocolate is more longevity to it in terms of remembering it. Because the jewelry, you put it on, you remember, but it's the psychological effects of
it. Yeah. You say so.
Yeah.
All right. What are there specific types of chocolate that are better for you than others?
Yes, yes. So it should be 70% cacao. Should have it. So the first ingredients on the chocolate should be chocolate or cacao or cocoa. If that's not it's high fructose corn syrup, that's not the chocolate. I hope I pronounced this right, Ghirardelli chocolate,
ooh.
Godiva chocolate.
Those
are where you're going to get, so 70 or above what they say cacao level is what you need to have.
Godiva's not cheap though.
No. And you don't need a lot. It's 1 to 2 ounces. 1 to 2 ounces. So I know it's like this is all comes from like the blue zones of happiness where you have those places. There's 9 places in the world where people live healthy, and these are the things that they do. So it's going back to that red wine. People think because when I do these presentations, they're like, "Oh, red wine." I'm like, "No, no, this is not. You're not partying. You're not going to wake up the next day and not remember what you did. This is a little shot glass of red wine every day, and that's it. And that helps your blood and your flowing and so forth. So the same thing with chocolate. It's just 1 to 2 ounces.
I'm craving. I love red wine. I'm craving red wine, and now I'm hungry. I want chocolate, but I don't want a Hershey bar.
No. You want the higher. And Ghirardelli is not too bad. You can get that at like Big Y or something. It's not too bad.
Like Munson's or.
Maybe. You got to watch. You got to read. And I think they have the little ingredients labels where you can see. And you want to have that high level of cacao. But the first ingredient should be, you shouldn't have it, you know, with raspberry filling, which they're delicious, by the way, or marshmallow filling. That's not what we're talking about. But Munson's does sell chocolate, just the pure chocolate. No.
I want a Reese's peanut butter cup right now.
No.
Yeah.
That is
you
not
got your chocolate in my peanut butter. You got your peanut butter in my chocolate. Two great tastes in one. I'm sorry. I'm going off.
It has to have, because what this does is that it has the high levels of antioxidants. And that helps, obviously, to protect your cells. It protects the damage. And it helps to help from inflammation. It helps to have your brain function. It boosts your immune system, your cardiovascular health.
How much? How much do you eat of this? I mean,
the 1 to 2 ounces. Yeah.
That's it?
That's it. Every day, though. Every day. Just a little bit. That's all you need. And it does all that. It does all that.
You said there's some health reasons to eat chocolate?
Yeah, definitely. So it can lower your blood pressure. There's a substance in the chocolate called flavanols or flavonoids, and that's actually the antioxidant. It produces antioxidants, and that's the cocoa at work. It prevents liver damage. It keeps your heart healthy. It makes you feel good, like we talked about, the Valentine's Day. It has the mood-lifting chemicals in the brain, that serotonin to kind of lift you up and make you feel good. It boosts your brain power, so that improves your blood flow. So a lot of people actually think it helps with mild cognitive impairment. Because it's that blood flow that's getting to the brain and improves your cognitive function in older adults, which is great. And it renovates your blood cells. It kind of helps with your cells and all that stuff. I'm not a doctor, so don't ask any deep questions on any of that.
You're justifying, though, reasons for me to go out and have some chocolate, some high-quality chocolate.
High-quality chocolate, yeah, just a little bit. Yep, it's good for you. It's good for you.
Now, how about for your teeth?
Actually, it's funny. It is good for your teeth. What it does is there are chemicals that help to fight the bacteria and the organisms in your mouth, so it can neutralize, and so it helps with bad breath, and it helps with your enamel, and it helps with your cavities as well. Believe it or not, I know. But again, it's just a little bit.
Sit
there and with your Halloween candy bag. And it's just a little bit. Yeah.
It doesn't cause cavities. You're saying it helps with cavities.
Everything in moderation, just like with the wine. If you're drinking the whole bottle, that's not the point. It's just a little shot glass. So don't go home and go Saban said with your bag of chocolate and your bottle of wine. And Saban said,
I'm going to say, you just justified it for me.
I'm going to get calls from your family, from your loved ones. What did you tell him?
I'm believing. I'm taking that ball and I'm running with it as far as I can go. Bringing in some chocolates this week. High quality chocolates. High quality. The Ghirardellis.
Yeah.
Or Ghirardellis.
The Godiva.
Godivas. Oh, that's probably not number one on my list.
Yeah, that's
but Godiva's, they're moving out of the United States, though, right?
Really?
Yeah, they're closing down. There's not a Godiva in the mall anymore.
Yeah.
They closed.
I think it's all stores. I think it's challenging. I mean, I think Amazon just makes it super challenging. I mean, I try to go to the mall to shop now, and you just can't. And then you go online, and you have all this selection. Even like, you know, any of the department stores. Like, they have the, you know, 4 or 5 dresses there. And then you go online, and it's all there. And you have it. I really think that shopping in stores is just going to. I mean, retail just struggles. You know, it was so sad when Lord & Taylor closed in the mall. I mean,
look at all the jobs that are being lost.
Yeah. And the mall just has weird hours. You ever go to the mall now? It's like some stores open at 10, some stores open at 11, some stores don't open at all.
And the leases there are sky high.
Yeah. Sometimes close, you go there, you know, the mall closed at 9:30. Well, be careful because you'll go there and half the stores will be closed.
See, in the 80s, when I was a teen, we used to hang out at the mall.
Yeah. I won't tell you the restaurant there didn't do a lot of carding. I'm just saying.
The restaurant you went to?
The restaurant at the mall didn't do a lot of carding.
I'm
just saying. And you go to the movie theater and you watch, you know, Rocky
Horror
or Pink Floyd.
Yeah. They had the wall.
I saw the first Star Wars there. Now I'm dating myself, right? Yeah.
That was in the late 70s.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to say.
We all know when Star Wars came out.
Not everyone.
Remember Tom McCann and the pie plate?
Yeah.
Buster
Browns.
Buster Browns. Brown Derby.
I was singing Buster Browns to my stepdaughter the other day, and she's looking at me like she was talking about shoes. And I was like, get it, Buster Browns. Like the neatest shoes in the town.
I do. Talking about,
they're
right?
Buster Browns. She had no idea. She's like, what is wrong with you? She goes, it's a nice jingle.
Tom McCann.
Tom McCann's. Yeah. Those were the stores. Yeah.
There's probably some non-benefits to chocolates.
Yes,
right?
Yeah, yes, definitely. So lots of sugar. So that's why you got to be careful on that content. If it says high fructose corn syrup or sugar's the first ingredient, you don't want that. You want cocoa, cacao, or chocolate to be the first ingredient. Diabetes. There are some studies that say that it helps with diabetes. Again, the moderation. But obviously, if you're eating too much of it, it's going to hinder you. Anxiety, you know, obviously it's got some caffeine in it, so it can cause you to have anxiety. Weight gain, again, but it's funny because there's some studies that shows that you can lose weight. Again, it's the way you do it.
I want to see these. I want these studies.
You want this?
I want the studies.
I will send you the links. But you should test it out too, you know, to see if it's good for you. Just because I'm saying all these things, I remember someone told me I should drink a Coca-Cola for my migraines. And oh my gosh, it made my migraine worse. It just heightened it. So for me, that doesn't work. And then someone said, oh, drink a cup of coffee.
Right. I've heard that.
Doesn't work for me. Green tea works for me. That caffeine in green tea is the right kind of caffeine. So what I'm saying is test it out. You know, try it for a couple of days, a little bit of chocolate. And if you're having the negative results, don't get discouraged, because there's all the genetic testing now where you can figure out, you know, what medicine is good for you, what is good for you, what, you know, for me, I know, you know, my blood type, you know, doesn't do well with like whole wheat sometimes or white flour. And so you have to really, we're all individuals. That's what we're learning now. We're not robots, you know, and we're not one size fits all. So be careful and test it out. And then if it doesn't work for you, then chocolate's not your thing.
Well, white chocolate.
Don't cry.
No, I
you look so sad.
I want chocolate to be my thing.
Not white chocolate, no.
White chocolate?
No, dark chocolate.
I love, that's my favorite.
Dark chocolate's the key, yeah.
Love dark chocolate.
I don't even know who invented white chocolate.
I don't.
I actually like it.
It's okay. Look, if I had to eat,
it's
if
sweet.
It was here
though.
In front of me, I would eat it. But it's would sweet. It be my first choice if you had all these different chocolates? Yeah. It'd be my last.
I like white chocolate macadamia nut cookies, the Petrich Farm ones, the soft ones.
You have to talk about food. My stomach was growling a while ago.
No. I'm always talking about food.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's Tim up to right now?
I don't recall him. You know,
stop there on my way home.
Yeah.
Tim!
We should be on Uber Eats. Yeah.
What can you
actually, you could stop there on your way home.
I know I could. I live pretty close to it as it is.
Just call first. Don't scare me.
Folks, you are. This is too funny. You're listening to Your Next Chapter, a production of Avery Heights Senior Living Community, along with Siobhan Stefarelli. I'm Gary Byron. Okay. Why then? Is there a psychological reason to this? Why do we crave chocolate?
Yeah, it's like any kind of craving. It's something's lacking in our body. I had a friend of mine that actually used to, she stayed over at my house for a while. She used to go outside and eat dirt. And I'm like, what is going on?
What?
Yeah. Her body was craving something because she was lacking in some type of nutrients. Iron. I think it's an iron deficiency makes you crave dirt. Yeah. So the same thing with chocolate. It's something that's missing in your body. And because of that, you have a strong craving for chocolate. Usually it's like a magnesium deficiency that you might be having. Yeah.
I get that with coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your body craves coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's sometimes that is because you've had it for so long. It's like anything. So your body, now it needs it. It needs to have it. Yeah.
When did it get so popular, chocolate?
So chocolate became popular way back in the 17th century, but it was only for royalty. And that's like anything, right? Anything. It's like the iPhone, right? We didn't even hear the iPhone until it was iPhone 3.
That's
because
right.
It's for people that have money.
A lot of money.
So it was for royalty. And it actually was for medicine back in the day. It wasn't used for, you know, sweets or Valentine's Day. It was actually for medicinal purposes.
Kidding.
Yeah, it's like ketchup. Ketchup was invented for medicinal purposes. If you look that up, yeah. Ketchup originally was – I can't remember what it was for, but it was for medicinal. Oh. Yeah, medicinal purposes, yeah.
I never even heard that.
Yeah. Yeah, ketchup was – that's how it was – yeah.
That's not like an old
I think
old
it was for your
tale,
stomach. I think it was for, like, diarrhea. No, it's
ketchup?
Not.
Ketchup?
Yes.
What is ketchup have to do with diarrhea?
It's something with the mixture of it, with the tomatoes and the vinegar and
talk about sugar.
Vinegar's in it.
There's a lot of sugar in ketchup.
But I think that's what it was for originally. And now we use it on fries.
Oh, yeah. Hamburgers,
and our stomach doesn't hurt after, right?
No. In fact, I want more ketchup.
Exactly. Yeah.
What about something like hot chocolate?
No, stop it. With whipped cream and sprinkles? Sure.
I didn't say that. You said that.
You might as well add all that.
Why? Or chocolate sauce that you put on ice cream. Like, can you melt this chocolate and can you get the same effects on it?
Oh, that's anything that you're, compromising the integrity of it. Don't I sound cool? I sound cool today.
Why, you
compromising
are.
The integrity of it can decrease its value. I'm going to start charging you. I'm just charging you now.
Book of knowledge over here.
I've learned a lot in my 21 years of senior living around lots of nurses and doctors and,
what you know about chocolate alone.
I do a whole presentation on it.
You probably could.
Yeah, it's really fun.
You might get hired.
Yeah, it's really fun.
I'm craving chocolate as I sit here talking with you. What else can you do with chocolate, though?
Well, I actually, it's funny, the other day, what did I make my daughter? It actually was really good. I actually melted chocolate, and I made her like this little dish with the chocolate, and I melted it on top of the whipped cream, and she loved strawberries. That's what I did. I cut up a bunch of strawberries, and then I put the whipped cream on top, and then it just looks so plain. But I don't have a lot of sweets in the house on purpose so that we don't have it. So she had Halloween candy, so I went and got the Hershey's, and I melted it, and I sprinkled it on top, and she was very happy. Something about little kids. I love the way they eat. They, for some reason, they get it all over their mouths. She's going to kill me, actually, now that I'm saying this.
But I go right back to you can't have much of it.
No.
It's everything is in moderation.
Yes.
But this is a small quantity.
Yes, very small.
And not only is it a small quantity, it's the finer chocolates.
Yes.
Not the Hershey chocolate.
No.
Or the Nestle chocolate.
No. And you have to be careful, too, because like I said, your body type might not be able to handle it. They might not be able to do it.
Is there any study that seniors gravitate more towards chocolates than the youth or?
I don't know. I think, you know, for my daughter, it's funny because she, you know, she struggles like all, we all do. You know, I struggle with my weight. Everyone does. And so I do. I do.
I do.
And so she actually, but she moderates herself now. I think kids are different. I mean, she's 13 and she'll, you know, she still has her big bag of candy. I know when I was her age and if I, you know, trick or treating, that stuff would be gone. I mean, you figure out, you know, this is way back in October 30th. I mean, it would probably be gone the next week. But for her, you know, she'll even say to me, oh, you know, I had a ginger ale today or I had chocolate today or even, you know, the strawberry thing, you know, it's kind of, strawberries are healthy. I didn't add sugar to the strawberries, which was good. So it's kind of healthy. Oh, I did sprinkle raw sugar on top of it. It was so pretty. I took a picture of it with the chocolate syrup. But even that, like, you know, she'll have that one night, but she won't the next day. She won't have dessert or even for 2 days. She'll say, no, I had dessert a couple days ago. So I think, yeah, I think anything in moderation. And I think we have to teach our kids that. I think there's a lot of, you know, overindulgence, I think.
Well,
and,
sure.
And I think the world, you know, can teach you that. I mean, through commercials and so forth. And, you know, be happy and do whatever you want. I think we have to teach ourselves moderation. I think it tastes better, you know, if you're not every day, you know, after a while, it's just, you're just eating it. You're not really even enjoying it. You're just putting it in your mouth. And so I think moderation is key. And to your point, do older adults indulge more? I think so, because they didn't learn moderation. See how I brought that full circle? I got a little bit on my soapbox.
I
went full circle.
Oh my goodness. I'm just winding you up and letting you go.
Exactly. So that's why older adults, I think, eat more and don't have as much, I don't want to say self-control, but in some sense, that discipline, because they weren't raised on that moderation and raised on that mentality, you know.
I want to integrate this now within Avery Heights. Does Tim have this type of chocolate, this high-end chocolate available at his disposal? Is it out in the foyer?
In our store. We do have the other chocolate in our store too.
Yeah, but that's not the car chocolate.
But we do, yeah.
About,
but yeah. We do have the high-end stuff there. And Tim really does pay attention to, you know, dietary. It's all low sodium, low sugar.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. And he has lots of options because it is restaurant style. So a waitress will come over and wait on you. So it's nice and it's fancy. However, that waitress is still aware, or waiter is still aware of the dietary needs of that particular residence, because we have those listed in the back. And so it's more than just a waiter or a waitress. They have to be trained in a way that they can kind of
memorize it,
but also respectfully tell the person, you know, maybe that here's another suggestion. Maybe this is better for you. And, you know, and people can eat whatever they want. But obviously we want our residents to be healthy and,
sure,
and happy at the same time. And so it's just suggestions. You know, they might point out something else on the menu.
You know, Mr. Smith, you know, that wouldn't abide by your low sodium diet.
Yeah.
So they would.
Yeah. And then you talk about yourself, just like I just did, you know, how I was talking about my daughter and how, you know, she, you know, we all struggle, but I struggle too. You know, we all struggle with our weight. And then you guys looked at me.
Again,
you're looking at me again. I'm telling you.
Yeah, maybe because you need to put a couple of pounds on. Maybe you need more sugar and more chocolate. Eat more sugar. Oh, not sugar, chocolate. I'm confusing the two. Because it's not sugar that is the chocolate that you're referring to.
No.
It's the Keiko.
Actually, it's neat because according to my doctor, and this is what I love about nowadays, is that if you get the right doctor, they're not generalizing. So when they look at your labs, they're not going, oh, you're this, you're that, you're this pounds. As a woman who's, you know, in her 50s, who weighs your height, you should weigh this. And whole life, and I could never achieve that weight. What I love now is that my doctor looks at me and she goes, you're good. You know, or she might say, you need to put on a couple
of
pounds.
So you struggled with your weight at one time.
Oh, yeah. I struggled in the other. It was very thin, you know. Yeah. And there's always that, you know, but there was always that thing where every time I went, it was like, oh, you should be, you know, 130 pounds. You'd be 130 pounds. And I eat. You can ask my husband. We went on our first date and he was just like, oh, this is going to be a nice cheap date because we had this whole table filled with sushi. I got appetizers, edamame. Then we went for dessert. And he was like, and he tells this story all the time. He was like, yeah, very, very deceiving. Yeah. He'll tell people she eats, you know.
My dentist, same thing. The guy's about 160 pounds wet.
Yeah. It's a metabolism. It's a different metabolism. And that's,
he's bony.
Yeah.
And I see the guy. I'm like, next time I come, I'm bringing you a sandwich. Yeah. And he laughs.
Yeah.
And his wife works there with him. She goes, Gary, you should see him eat every day. He eats more than what it just, he burns it off.
It's neat to,
I'm jealous.
I love the fact that he laughs about it. And it's neat to be able to laugh about it. That's what's nice, is that you can laugh. As you get older, you can laugh when people kind of...
Does it slow down your metabolism as you age? Doesn't it slow down?
Yes, and mine has slowed down. Mine has slowed down.
Oh, well, mine has too. Fine. I don't eat any different.
Yeah, but breakfast is key. Just a little bit of breakfast. It doesn't even have to be a lot. People skip breakfast all the time, and they shouldn't.
You justified me. I'm having my chocolate.
Dr. Saban.
Listen, Doc, I'm having more chocolate. Now I have reason to. Medically speaking,
1.2 ounces. You're going to get me in trouble.
Whatever. Whatever. I'm there. Folks, you have been listening to the latest edition of Your Next Chapter, Senior Living with Avery Heights. For more information on today's topic, chocolate, simply go to your refrigerator and pull out some Ghirardelli. Oh, man. Godiva's. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm fantasizing here. Call the number, 866-537-1444. I mean it. This was... Did you hear my stomach growling?
I should take patience. I really should.
You really should. I want to be your first. The first three callers will receive a special chocolate bar with your lunch and a tour at Avery Heights. Again, write this phone number down. 866-537-1444.
Good stuff.
I'm going to have a chocolate right now. Folks, for Siobhan Seffarelli, I'm Gary Byron. Thank you so much for listening to the Your Next Chapter, Senior Living with Avery Heights. Until next weekend, have a good one, everybody. So long.